Yeah. Hello, all. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ruby. You're tuned in to New Tunes for You, my weekly show Mondays at 4 o'clock. That was Chaka Khan with I'm Every Woman. I'd like to apologize for weird sound things that are going on. You may have only been able to hear through, like, the left speaker or earbud if you're listening on earbuds, but I'm gonna try to troubleshoot that. If not, my apologies. I would recommend listening to it out loud instead of through headphones if that's what you're doing. I have some great tunes for you for the next hour, so I hope you stick around and enjoy them as much as I know I'm going to. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Coming my hand now and wondering why.
that was Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones. Before that was I Say a Little Prayer, of course, by Aretha Franklin. Before that, Delight's Groove is in the Heart, and He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge. I'm trying to decide. No, I'll do my PSA later. Let's just keep listening to music for now. Here is Gloria Gaynor.
I just walked in to find you here with that man.
That was Clean Up Woman by Betty Wright. Before that, we had Patti LaBelle with Lady Marmalade, the Pointer Sisters with Dirty Work, and Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. And now, a quick PSA about dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots? Either way you pronounce it. Peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. More music to come, as well as an animal fact? Yes. Just you wait. It's coming for you. Up next, oh yes, we have the Supremes. Amazing. All right, enjoy. That was She Works Hard for the Money by Donna Summer. And before that was Baby, I Need Your Loving by The Supremes. On the way over here, I met the cutest 9-week-old puppy who was just so sweet and social and lovely. And that puppy inspired this dog fact, which is that the person to have owned the most dogs, at least that we know of, is Kublai Khan, who was a Mongol emperor who had 5,000 mastiffs. He used them mostly for hunting and war, so they were definitely more like tools. Well, not tools, not like pets. Like, he wasn't just like hanging out and petting them all day. But I think that that's something to strive for, 5,000 dogs. So one day I hope to have 5,000 dogs. And that's my animal fact for the day. Just about 10 more minutes of music here before I leave you all. Here is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And after that, a wonderful, wonderful song by Tina Turner.
Thank you.
was The Best by Tina Turner. Before that, Love is Like a Heat Wave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. This is Ruby, and you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, for the last hour, maybe longer. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope the sound quality was okay. And yeah, look forward to hanging with y'all next Monday if you choose to tune in again. I haven't been able to listen to very much music the past couple of weeks, and so I'm hoping to do more music listening so I have more interesting, not that this wasn't a great show, loved everything I played, but you know what I mean, just trying to find new stuff to play on the show. Yeah, again, thanks so much for tuning in, WMFO, Medford. Here's one last song by Nina Simone. Thanks.